This is the Don and Mike Show.
I like you, Betty.
It's Danny, sir.
Danny, I'm going to give you a little advice. There's a force in the universe that makes things happen. And all you have to do is get in touch with it. Stop thinking.
Be the ball.
Let things happen.
Be the ball.
And be the ball.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
What you been doing?
Hey, hold on a second. What's wrong with that Monday tape? Let's try that again. Try to slam it on the ground.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Right.
Notoriously Unco, Don and Mike.
I'm not trying to lower the hipness factor in this room, which God knows it's already like at unreadable levels.
Mm-hmm.
This is a good song, right?
I love this. I love it, man. I just heard it. I love it.
It's Ashley Simpson.
Is it really?
Yeah, so don't hate it because it's Ashley Simpson.
I thought it was No Doubt. Sounds like No Doubt.
It's good.
Pretty good.
She's good for a chick with no talent and acid reflux.
What the hell's her name, man? The No Doubt girl. What the...
Gwen Stefani.
She sounds like Ashley Simpson sounds like Gwen Stefani.
Well, they all sound like that now. Just like...
You know, man, of all.
Just like every band now to me, the singer sounds like Green Day.
Mm-hmm.
Every guy sounds... No, not really. It's more of that...
Yeah, that's the other guys.
A little higher.
It's the higher, angrier way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the lower, angry where they were like 2 years ago.
I don't
know.
But really, that's like a throwback to... In a God of DeVito,
kind of,
baby.
You know, it's music. Everything goes around, comes around.
But Mike's anger, that grew out of the Hootie and the Blowfish sound.
Mm-hmm.
Hey-ho.
But Hootie was more happy than that.
Yeah.
Then it got into the angry.
Yeah, but I don't care tone to it.
Yeah, the her, yeah.
Hey, those Wendy's commercials really worked out for Darius Rucker, didn't they?
Yes.
Those cowboy commercials.
Was it Wendy's?
Yes. Remember because
where he's
was
wearing the cowboy hat?
That's right.
Very suggestive commercial. Man, I love those commercials.
Mike?
With Brooke Burke.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were going to stop. Was that just for the first break?
What's that?
When you said you were going to step away.
I was lying. I violated a rule of thumb.
Step away.
Never said I wouldn't violate
step a away.
Rule of thumb. Mike
yep.
was at the President's Cup this weekend.
Yep, I was
which
the...
Which is that big deal golf match with our guys, the Americans, against mm-hmm. the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm. Yes, right? Yes. Yeah. And eight of the ten... top 10 golfers in America were there, right in our backyard.
And you were the first tee announcer.
Second time I've did it. I did it in 2000, and I did it, and I hope I'm going to did it again, the next time it comes, if it comes back. I'm always very honored to do this because this is not the kind of gig that you would normally see me at. You know, you or I, you know, because, you know, we do this kind of radio. And
hey, don't lower me down there.
Yeah. Okay. I've always had an inferiority complex for this gig. The first time they asked me, I didn't believe it until maybe an hour before I was going to do it.
Wow.
Because it's just, you know, I mean, I'm introducing, you know, the former president of the United States. It's a very prestigious golf tournament. They're you know, Jack Nicklaus, you know, one of the great people of golf is sitting there, and I got a chance to shake his hand.
Cool.
Gary Player, another legend is there. All these famous people, and it doesn't matter, though.
Did you get a wet spot?
All I was thinking about all weekend
talking
was...
Talking to those guys, you get a wet spot.
No, but I had a wet spot under my breasts.
Oh, that's right.
Because
I
of the sweat
about
that
your
I...
Nipples.
Because of the sweat
your
that
sweaty
I was thinking.
Nipples.
No, but here's the deal. Of all the people up there, and what you have on the first tee is you have... I'm not going to put this in any particular order, but you have the officials from the PGA Tour that kind of hover around and they run everything. Then you have the dignitaries, the foreign dignitaries, the American dignitaries, congressmen, ambassadors. Then you have the TV guys. They're there.
Right.
And then you have the players and the captains. So all these people are very, you know, they're all supposed to be there. They're all part of the thing. Then you got me. And I'm off to the side with a microphone, and I really... It is, of all the people that are on that first tee, I would describe myself really more than anybody else as the hired help, even though I'm doing this for free.
I want to say, I was very disappointed. I know you're not on camera for this. Your voice
Well, this
is,
time they put us in an area where that wasn't going to happen.
But, you know, was it too much to add? I said to Mike, mm-hmm. how about wearing a nice big Don and Mike Show t-shirt?
Yeah, I would have been cooler. I really would have been cooler. The Friday was the real hot day, and Friday was the first thing I asked the guy. I was thinking about sweat. last Tuesday. Because I knew the kind of weather we were having. It wasn't going to be as cool as last time at the President's Cup. And I see the forecast. You know, it's going to be 95. It's going to be 95 and 100% humidity. So I asked the guy who's my, Steve, who's kind of the PGA Tour, my boss. I said, our sport coat's absolutely essential. And he said, well, don't use the term sport coat. No. He said, no, you can just wear a shirt and tie. Well, even with a shirt and tie, you know me. It's mid-January on a 10 below zero morning, and I wake up and I'm sweating.
I know.
So, I mean, 95 out there with it. And there's something about those cotton shirts, when you put them on with the long sleeves and the tie, that I start thinking about it, and
yeah.
I sweat.
All right.
What I became incredibly conscious of was when I get out there with these two galleries, you got the bleachers on one side, the bleachers on the other side. I just don't want my nipples to show through the shirt that I have, because it really, on Friday, there was nothing I could do. I stayed in the air-conditioned
Why hide those beauties?
No, I really would have.
Why hide those golf tees?
This is true. You know, the ideal look for me would have been I would have kept the tie and lost the shirt. That would have been that
perfect.
Would have been. Yes, Rob. Justin Leonard accused me of smuggling raspberries. I was so drenched on Friday, and then I hear the forecast for Saturday that it's going to be cloud cover with temperatures in the low to mid 70s.
Much cooler.
Thank God. Still don't have to wear the jacket. And I show up, and apparently the temperature was low, the sun was not out, but the humidity
yes.
was still very, very high. So every time I do an announcement, I'm looking down and I'm looking at my left boob, and I'm just saying, is it? Yep. Yeah. Oh, Jesus, there it is.
Would it look like you were lactating almost?
It would, yeah, because it was coming through right around that area.
Oh, my.
And it was, but it's underneath the nipple.
Yeah.
You know, underneath. It's where women would have the, it's where women, if I was a woman, where I would smuggle a can of tuna fish.
Right.
It was just there, and I said, you know, God, I'm not moving. I'm trying not to, you know, no extraneous movement here. Uh-huh. I'm hydrating. Maybe I shouldn't have done that because the water's coming right through me, but I am sitting there going, why? Every man out here with a shirt and tie, and they all have their shirts and ties, nobody's doing this.
You're
the players. The players, you know, Retief Goosen comes off the driving range, and I look at him, and he's got this, he's been smacking balls in the driving range for 2 hours,
uh-huh.
and he comes up after working himself up and getting him all set, warmed up, he's got this tiny little mark in the middle of his back. Skinny guy who doesn't sweat. And I'm sitting there doing nothing other than gaining oxygen. And I'm, you know, I'm starting to develop this little crease right underneath. And I'm like, everybody, I was so paranoid on Saturday that I said, everybody's going to be looking at my, at my boobs.
Uh-huh.
Because the day before, when I had gotten my shirt, I bought a brand new shirt and I ironed it. I didn't launder it. I bought it right off the rack and I wore it. I got my shirt home on Friday night and I looked at the collar and I went, oh my God, what is that? And there are these brown stains.
Oh, the ring around the collar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, Jesus, I wash.
That's
I, babe,
your grit.
Is that my neck?
Yeah, that's your grit.
And then you know what I realized it was?
What?
No. It was the tag. It was a little maroon, brownish colored tag. And I had sweat so much that it had bled through the tag. And then I had smeared all the ink, on the shirt. And
it was,
look, get the sweat out of it. It's still an honor. You know, it's very, very exciting. But everybody, you know how you always talk about you go to a room, that maybe you don't belong. And if you act like you belong.
Right.
I'm not as good at that as you are. I'm not as good at pretending it. I belong, okay? I got the credential that says it. I'm supposed to be here.
Right.
I've got the scripts in my hand for my announcing job. But I still feel like I don't belong. So I'm trying to shake hands with certain people, especially Jack Nicklaus. You know, any golfer, the opportunity to shake hands with Jack Nicklaus is a real big deal. And I know that I am projecting more than I have ever projected a feeling of, you know, who's this guy? Because it's the way I'm acting, and everybody's vibing on it. President Bush Senior, he's vibing on it. Barbara, she vibed on it.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
That's his son. And the thing is, I know that I'm just trying to grab a little FaceTime mm-hmm. with these people, mm-hmm. and they all kind of looked at me like, oh. Oh, what are you doing?
Jack Nicklaus, my name is Puddles.
Yeah.
Puddles, and then Jack Nicklaus with that real high voice says, I Hi, nice to meet you. Are you lactating?
What's the matter with that shirt? Somebody spray you down with a hose? But it was, man, it was a big thrill like it was the last time. I mean, I love doing it. And
so
I,
what about the NBC?
I screwed up twice.
You tell me the NBC guy screwed you up once, right?
Saturday, was it Saturday or Sunday? I don't know which day it was. It was either Saturday or Saturday, Donnie Simpson, another disc jockey here in town, works for another radio station. He did the morning ones and I did the afternoon ones. Yesterday, Donnie and I split it right down the middle.
Uh-huh.
And Donnie, you know, Donnie play golf with Michael Jordan. Donnie is just out there going, you know, hey, man, yeah, just as smooth, you know, and people are the pros walk up to Donnie as they're walking up to the tee and shake his hand. He's like,
you know,
good
why?
Luck. You know how many times that happened to me?
Because Donnie Simpson can pull off that thing.
Yeah.
Where I bet, like, he looked like he belonged.
He
like,
did.
The cool he was no, standing
he looked
there.
Like, he looked like he owned the tournament.
So he's standing there, and as these golfers come by, they look at him like, well, this is a guy I got to say hello to.
Right.
And
then
they get to you, and they go.
I would step forward. I wouldn't. I won't go so far to say that it was a lunge towards Davis Love the Third when he was walking up to the D. And I know you love that name. Davis Love the Third.
This is Davis Love the Third.
And a couple of the other guys. And, man, I just couldn't. Donnie positioned himself no different from where I was, but they'd all, like, look over, and a couple of them shook his hand. I didn't get one handshake out of the deal, you know?
Of course.
And, I mean,
he looks like Ahmad Rashad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing he was wearing, like, a suit that had, like, what, 25 buttons on it.
He looked, he was so well-dressed yesterday that it was just, and
no,
you know, and Schlub,
you probably look
Schlub
like,
McNipple Sweat comes up there with his sport coat on.
You know, comparatively, you probably look like the manager at a Wendy's.
You know. I did. But I'm doing the best I can, you know, I'm trying to wear the outfit, and I got the little logo, you know, on the jacket, mm-hmm. you know, which didn't do dink.
Dick.
You know,
you can say that.
It didn't do anything. It was still the fact that my shirt was just going. Did you ever suck the jelly out of it? You know, that's the look I had. And so I see Donnie as I'm waiting for my half to come up. I'm seeing the way he's doing it, and I'm watching him. And I see he kind of shakes one player's hand. And I said, I've never shaken a player's hand. Maybe I'll be so forward. And I start thinking I got to lunge at people. So I lunge towards Davis, and he comes walking around. They all applaud him.
Lunge is a good
word.
He comes
walking out between the ropes, and he walks up, and I go. And I open my mouth, and I have kind of this, like, this pleading look at him where I'm like, hey, and I'm about to say, good luck. And there's not eye contact. There's not his body pointed towards me. He somehow, even though the angle, I thought I had the angle on him, he positions himself, you know, I thought he was walking sideways, just to keep his back to me.
Away from you.
It was, and then I got a little bit, because I kind of think maybe I'm not going to get a chance to do this again. I start getting a little desperate. And it's towards the end of the tournament yesterday, and this is going to be my chance. Now, in between, I get a little TV time with my voice. I don't get it with my face. I don't think I was, I, because of the angles, I don't think I was on TV at all, and I didn't record it, so I don't know whether I was. But my voice was on a couple of times, and you always know because the guys from NBC who you know have the headsets and they follow the players, they all come up to you, every one of them. And it got a little bit tedious because you know I did it in 2000, I know what it is, and they all come you know, and they give you the idiot speech where, listen, here's what we're gonna do, I'm gonna cue you. Okay, I'm going to cue you, and every single one of them.
Because you're retarded, and you've never held a microphone in your hand before.
Yeah, I'm going to cue. I said, I remember we did, and I didn't want to come across as cocky and go, yeah. Which is really what I should. Yeah, shut up. I know. You tapped me on the shoulder. Big deal.
Yeah, yeah.
So the one guy, it wasn't Mark Rolfing, and it wasn't Jimmy Roberts. It was the other guy who does golf for NBC. I forgot what his name was. He's going to cue me on Saturday, and he does the biggest deal of it. He makes the big deal. Now listen. We're going to be going live on NBC. I will cue you when it's time to make the announcement. Okay? You know, and I feel like going, okay, stupid announcement. You know, it was explained 30 times. Duh. So here's what he does, right? This is the first time this has ever happened. And this pissed me off, and it pissed the guy from the PGA Tour.
All right, what happened?
He gets ready. And I'm looking at a digital clock too for the tee time, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're trying to coordinate everything, but I'm going to wait for NBC because apparently in professional sports, TV does control everything.
Of course, you know that.
So he says, "Okay, here we go. Should be about 10 seconds. Okay, are you okay?" I'm like,
"He's got to read his card. You're okay.
Here we go. And five,
And he takes like a big deep breath and he goes, okay, go. And I say, ladies and gentlemen, this is the 12:50 tea time. Please, representing the international team, please. No, stop. So the guy from NBC says, stop.
Now, are you on?
So I'm in the middle.
Are you on the PA doing this?
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yeah. It went exactly, if I remember the script, representing the international team. No, wait. And the guy, so I look over and I'm stopping because the guy touches my arm and tells me to stop.
The guy from NBC, right?
Meanwhile, I'm looking at the PGA Tour guy who's got, I mean, steam coming out of his ears because he's like, and he says something like, this is not good. And I'm suddenly in the middle. I'm like, well, who do I listen to? And then he says, okay, go now. And I'm like, representing the international team, ladies and gentlemen, this is the, and you'll like the golf speak, which was my favorite, which I thought was the most, fluffy of all my speech.
Yeah.
It would be, the United States team has the honor. Play away, please. But Donnie couldn't do it like that. You know why?
Because
Donnie's too cool.
Yeah.
Donnie said, please play away. Okay? Now, that's not the way it was written.
Would you say play away, please?
And if I'd got... Now, what Donnie was doing was the way it rolls off the tongue a little easier.
Please play away.
Please play away. Please play away. I had to say, play away, please. You know, little tiny things you think about in your script. I'm like, well, Donnie rearranged it. I'm not going to copy him. I'm going to do it the way it was written on the script. Okay? Uh-huh. Mr. Better Suit Than I Have. Yeah. Mr. Shake Hands With Everybody. Mr. Commiserate with the Tim Fincham, the tour commissioner. Donnie's chatting with him like, hey, man, how you doing, Tim? Meanwhile, Tim Fincham looks at me like, okay, would you pick that paper up, please? Okay, Mr. Smell. But it was a thrill, and I only made one screw up, and that's when I said, our honorary observers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of saying the honorary observers, they're the people that are like the congressmen. And,
right.
And somehow yesterday was like my third group when our honorary observers sounded something like this. Ladies and gentlemen, our excuse me? Beg your pardon. Our honorary observers. I had a very good time, and of course, yesterday was the end of the tournament, and then it was party time after that, and we got the band that played the Grassroots, and it was a good time was had by all.
I know that's a big one for you.
Yeah. But I've got clothing all over that golf club.
No sweat.
Changes of clothes.
No sweat. Don't sweat it.
You know, blood, sweat, and tears.
And you mentioned how awful you mentioned how awful you thought you did in the introductions. Donnie Simpson's part was on. Was it on TNT before it was on NBC?
Yep, TNT a couple of days. 2 days on TNT and 2 days on NBC.
Here's Donnie Simpson yesterday. He got his voice on TV.
Okay.
You rock. You wet. I hate you. I hate your big, fat, bullsh head. Ass.
NBC guy told him to say that.
There it was a wonderful opportunity, and I hope they let me do it again. I only messed up once. I didn't mess up at all the last time in 2000 when I did it.
Money.
Our honorary observer. And it turned into our...
Don't worry. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about the time. Do worry about your nipples.
Yeah, I don't care if I lose 40 more pounds. There's nothing that's going to ever correct that. If it's over 80 degrees, you're seeing it's a wet t-shirt contest for me. You know, unless like I double bag myself or something like that. You know, like I wear a t-shirt. But I've never been a big t-shirt.
Why don't you start wearing...
A man's ear, a training bra there. Because really, that's the only area that's problem sweating for me. I even switched deodorants.
Don't they have, like, pads for chicks that have sweaty boobs? Didn't I hear that?
They make adhesive things for women who don't want their nipples to show through their clothing.
Gentlemen,
no, but isn't there something that's also like...
It goes underneath?
Like a gauze-type material almost.
Not familiar.
A very thin gauze.
I would call it the President's C-Cup. No, all this is taken care of if they just get a little innovative and create a mesh dress shirt. You give me a mesh dress shirt, really? I shave some of the chest hair.
Some?
Yeah. But so what are you going to do with the incredible protruding nipples?
Well,
what are you going to do?
I'll pretend like they're little PGA Tour pins.
What are you going to do when they poke through the holes in the mesh?
Get a lot of pleasant attention.
That's right.
That's what I'm going to do.
I don't know if you know if there's a... Mike, I think we've mentioned this. Big half-dollar size nipples. full coin dollar size nipples.
Oh, absolutely. Well, not dollar. A little bit like casino chips. That's what they look like. And congratulations to the USA. We took home the cup.
Yeah.
Yay.
We took home the cup again, and it was a great golf tournament.
Well, congratulations. I know you like doing that.
I do, and now I'm ready again. Now I want to go out and play because I watch those guys, and they're so good.
Sure. The Nips look like little Mike and Ikes.
There they are right here. Little Swedish fish.
And Rob, I meant nipples, okay?
I know what you meant.
Okay. Because I know that's one of your hot button words.
Let's use it in context.
I know that's one of your hot button words. You and Bugs Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you find that safe? When we come back from the break, a great, I don't find it racist, some people do, tape of Bugs Bunny, made back in the days of WW2.
Yeah. Got to put it in context that we were fighting a war.
Things it's called, the tape is called Bugs Bunny Nips the Nips.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they don't play it anymore on the Cartoon Network. We'll play it. There you go. That's a good tease.
Coming up on Cartoon Network. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.